I came to the United States in 1983. I was 23 when I came. I was working hard and the flower shop, I love flowers, so I didn't even know I missed my period. It's always on time, right? It was 2 weeks later I realized, oh no, I missed my period. What's wrong with me, I'm thinking, because I haven't been pregnant all this time, being with my husband. And all of a sudden, I start my period, but its pain is like really bad, and oh, I must have a miscarriage. I wanted to be pregnant many, many times. It was just not working. I didn't know. I didn't even know I had miscarriage, but I did have a couple of miscarriages before this tuber pregnancy, because I was, 28 years old at the time. A lot of my friends say my stomach was actually really big for a 2 months pregnant woman. At the time when I was pregnant, I'm thinking, oh my God, I didn't think I'm gonna get pregnant ever. Religiously speaking, I asked God, all the women have baby. Why can't I have baby? I want at least prove that I'm not crippled, not can't have baby. At least I show me if I can get pregnant. Some people say, be careful how you pray. I didn't even know I was tuber pregnancy and I was getting bleeding. It was showing, you know, my underwear and stuff. So I called a hospital. They said, oh, all the pregnant women go through that and with the pain too. It's very pain, you know. I said, oh my gosh, if all these women in the world going through this much pain, I'd say they deserve a medal. Those 2 weeks was the most painful in my life. I was fainting when I'm trying to go to the bathroom, I'm fainting in the hallway. Then, according to my ex-husband, said my eyes were rolling the back way, and I was getting very dizzy. Then can't go nowhere. I'm sorry. Practically 2 weeks, I'm just staying home and lay down. I'm a religious. I believe in God. Meantime, I've been praying. I said, what did I do wrong so much? Go through this pain. So I've been praying till 4 in the morning. That's when happened. This thing come out of me and I was no more pain. But December 27, like I said, something came out of me. I felt like a warm stuff coming out. It was about 3 inches long, something wide. I don't know, that's, that was a part of baby. Almost looked like, you know, like fat and some red tissue is kind of wrapped around thing. So my wildest guess is, you know, when the baby were born, so when they're like 12 weeks, they can grow up to, they got like little eyes and then I heard they already developed. So I'm thinking the baby was all curled up like this. That, oh my God, that thing was in my body. It hurt so bad. And ever since that was relieved, my pain was gone. So I called the doctor, hey, something came out of my body. Ever since then, I don't have pain. Those hospital steps, oh, put them in a little container, put them in the refrigerator, bring it with you on your appointment day. We went there on December 31st. With that thing came out of my body, we went to see the hospital, and this lady was doing an ultrasound, you know. So she said, I see something on the monitor, I don't know what it is. I'm thinking, probably that's baby. Okay, so one thing already came out of me. When the lady was doing an ultrasound, whatever, with the machine, she found another one. So I don't know what they were, probably in all on one side of the tube, I'm thinking. The tubes or ovary area. So I'm thinking that was twin. But something is fishy the way they act. She was immediately stopped and she went outside, they were shriveling outside, you know, talking without me. That was a December 31st, so I was, all the doctor were, my doctor was, I have bad news for you and good news for you. What do you want to hear first? I said, okay, what's the bad news? He said, we have to cut one of your ovary, and you still have another ovary. That's the good news, that you can have a baby, but it will be very hard for you to get. Surgery is supposed to take about an hour and a half. They say surgery was 5.5 hours. So very serious. Doctors say I was lucky I'm still alive. So I woke up, I didn't know what all this were going on. And my ex-husband told me, you were in the surgery for a long time. Because of the nervous tuber pregnancy time, I lost so many blood, that's what I was fainting. That's why my stomach was getting bigger, to holding all those dead blood. And I'm still alive. I love baby before that happened. When I was growing up in Korea, we babysat everybody's baby. That's how it is. We don't care whose baby, we adore them like your own families. Then I came to stay 1983 also. I adore all my neighbors. I mean, I was like a Sunday school teacher or something. I would carry one in a bag, holding in the side, we go in the wood. That's when I was living in Washington State when I got married. All my neighbors bring the kids. But when I had a two pregnancy after that, when I see them, it's like, I don't know, that's, I don't want to say jealous, but I don't know what it is. I don't like to see children. I don't think they're cute anymore, and it changed, you know. I was just like bitter, I guess. You can tell that bitter about what happened to me. Sometimes I do question him still. Why do I have to go through it? Why am I existing in this world? You know, everybody, all these women have children. I mean, not all of it. I'm sure there's some woman out there can have baby or never even got pregnant. My ex said, if we have children, he and I, we would have never divorced. So I asked God, hey, God, why am I being here? I don't have no husband no more. I don't have children. Why am I here? Good for what? For who? But one, I was on one channel, a Christian channel I was watching. I am here to God's glory, glorify Him. That made me, oh, at least I'm good for something. You know what I mean? That made me feel so much relief from, like, I'm here for nothing to something. So ever since that really comforted me. But once in a while, still, I said, God, are you enjoying? But I do give him that question and with the attitude. But I haven't got pregnant ever since.